That's the power that is stronger than death. This is the power that's going to break the gates of hell itself. The power simply of love. We encounter at several points in the book of Revelation the figure of the Lamb that was slain. The Lamb that was slain will be in the words of the anthem, which we'll hear in a little while. The Lamb that was slain that sits upon the throne. In other words, love that gives itself away, enthroned as sovereign. It's so unlike any earthly conception of power that we might have. We see plenty of that kind of power in the headlines at the moment. We have our political parties scrapping after a certain sort of earthly power. We have a tale unfolding in Washington of the abuse of power and where that process will lead in the terms of the exercise of one power over another power. Who can tell? But we see immediately that that kind of power isn't the ultimate force. It's not really real in the face of Christ's death and resurrection. He's shown us another power and another kingship, a power that we exercise when we have little or no power as the world understands it. And so in the kingdom of God, it's all upside down. The people who don't have power, who are vulnerable, who are struggling, they're the ones who are really strong. And it's the ones who are strong and have got it all sorted who are weak in the kingdom of heaven. Because it's a kingdom presided over by a very different kind of sovereign exercising a very different sort of power. Writing to the Philippians, Paul quotes, most people think, a very old Christian hymn when he says that Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be held on to be grasped or hugged, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was obedient even to death on the cross. And that is why God has highly exalted him and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in earth and in heaven and under the earth. And to that sovereign be glory and or might and majesty now and always. Amen.